Hello.
There's this wife on from the council, right? She's really upset. She's going on about permission for the extension. Did you definitely get permission?
Uh-huh.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Right, she's going to try and speak to you as well. She give me a second.
Morning, is that Chris McCrown?
Hello, yes.
Hi, this is Mrs. Watt. I'm a secretary at the council planning department. This is regarding your extension. Now, we've got absolutely nothing on our records that you've got planning permission for this extension.
No, we've got planning permission.
Have you got proof of that, Mr. McCone?
I'm at my work just now, but yeah, I mean, right. I've got it all.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to pass you on to my colleague, Mr. Eric Brown. He's going to deal with it for you, all right?
Okay.
Eric Brown here.
Right.
Some size of extension, by the way.
Well, it's four kids.
Aye, well, four rooms, eh?
We got planning permission.
You got planning permission, and can I ask who you spoke to at the council about it, sir?
It went through our architect, did it for us.
Right, who's your architect now?
I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
It's not looking very good for you at the moment, Mr. McCone, I'll be honest with you.
What do you mean, sorry?
Well, the fact that you can't remember the name of the company that built the extension. We've had a complaint from Mr. Lamont.
Mr. Lamont? Can I ask where Mr. Lamont is?
I'm not allowed to give out that information, sir.
Right, okay.
I mean, you could go around and call Mr. Lamont a grass, you know. As
everybody in the street got notification of the...
Mr. Lamont is saying that there was no notification, or certainly nothing on our records.
Stop, if you give me a second.
Do you know what that says to me? That you've gone ahead with this crafty builder, you put together an extension, and you haven't got permission for it, eh?
That's not what happened. Why would I do that?
I don't know, sir, but I tell you, this sort of thing happens all the time. All the time. They try to pull the wool over our eyes.
Why would I pull the wool over anybody's eyes?
Well, sir, you're telling me you can't even remember the name of the architect that designed it for you. You and I both know that you've had more than one meeting with that architect. Probably met him many times and probably know him by his first name.
Yes, 3 years ago. I can't remember the guy's name off the top of my head. Jeez.
Think harder, sir.
Excuse me?
Think harder, right?
I'll tell you why. I've done nothing wrong here.
For all I know, you could have drawn up the plans yourself, sir.
Jesus,
I've now got somebody at the door where I talk. What did he say to you?
He was saying that we didn't have building permission and somebody called Mr. Lamont has complained about it.
Hello, sir. It's Mr. Brown. I just heard you say to your wife that you don't have planning permission, eh?
No,
I said... We've got you on tape, sir. You've just said we don't have planning permission. Mrs. Watt, did you hear that?
I did hear that.
Is what you said, sir. You've lied. There's a van coming round to take the monstrosity down. We promised Mr. Lamont it would be removed, and then you can reapply for the planning permission. I'll personally oversee it, sir.
Jesus, right, phone the police here.
Tell them to go ahead, Mrs. Watt, and take it down.
Yeah, that's fine, we've got permission to take it down.
Thanks for the permission, Mr. McCone.
Right, stand by, wait, I'll phone the police, I'll get them to come.
Why don't we just give you £100 cash for being on Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad?
You're right, Chris.
Oh, Alison, you'll need to put the wee in back on.
Yay! Thank you very much, George.
Oh, Chris, thanks for being a great sport and well played, Alison.
Thank you.
Thank you for the whole office looking at me like I'm that idiot.
Yeah, sorry, Chris.
I'll let you get back to work, Chris, and do a bit of explaining. But tell the office they can tune in to Clyde One on Friday and hear you being a star,
thank
all right?
You very much.
Oh.
See you. Bye.